the road trip, this is a time of year, a lot of people that are taking vacations, and you don't always fly wherever you're going to go. A lot of the times you may just jump in a car and take a nice little road trip. I'll do that from time to time. I tend to have a, at this point, maybe 6 hours in a car is as much as I want to go. And so if it's over that, I'm probably just going to fly. But you do 4 to 6 hour trip. Like driving down to Houston or San Antonio, doable for sure.
Yeah. Anywhere in Texas, I feel odd, even though I'm well aware of the size of our state. But right. Flying anywhere in state just seems strange to me. Because I imagine most people outside of California and Texas and, you know, Alaska, I suppose, don't imagine you flying in state anywhere, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you want to go to El Paso or something,
I would fly to El Paso 100%.
Sit in the car for that long in the most boring ride ever.
Yeah. Or if I was going to go down south, I would probably fly, especially South Padre Island, like down that far, because that's like an 8 hour drive from here. So I would fly for sure.
Yeah. I mean, even there, I kind of like it because I like having my own car.
Yeah.
When I'm there. Especially like having my truck and being able to take that onto the beach and stuff. But the reason I wanted to talk about it was because, you know, we got vacation time coming up. And I've talked about this before, that I haven't gone on like a big vacation anywhere in a while. And so I'm trying to find somewhere. And the idea of just getting in my truck and either having a loose idea or really no idea at all sounds interesting to me. And just kind of seeing where I go. Now, I do have in mind something that I want to do, which is very specific to me. Which is, I want to go to, you know, let's say I drive for 6 hours in a day and go north. Like, I want to just play in different pool halls across different, you know, okay. some of the southern states or
yeah.
wherever, and just, you know, meet some people there and have fun, you know, throw a couple of bucks around and just talk to people I've never talked to, you know, experience, you know, pool halls that I've never been to before, because I know that there are some like very famous ones in the U.S., but not anyone's near us. Like there's a famous one in Vegas. There's a famous one called Amsterdam Billiards in New York, but that's a little further than what I'm talking about. I'm referring to like just, you know, finding one in Oklahoma or Kansas, staying there for a night, you know, just finding a hotel, playing there till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, hang out with local people, sleep, get up the next day, and drive again. And I just don't know, you know, if I'm ever going to want to actually do that, because I might need a little more structure than that. But if I can find a week where, you know, I can plan to drive for 3 or 4 days and then make the yeah. trek back, then I think I'm going to do it, because I've talked about doing that for a while. But just the idea of the actual road trip definitely brings back childhood memories. Because that was 100% the mode of transportation we had as kids. A, my parents weren't going to pay for flights.
Yeah.
That just, I mean, anywhere that, like, if my brother had a travel baseball tournament and we had to go to Memphis or St. Louis or anywhere like that, we were driving. Man. Or, you know, even like we had family in Kansas. A lot of my mom's family is up from Kansas. My dad's family's from the other way, south.
Okay. It's like Austin.
More south.
All right.
A lot further south.
Okay.
There we go.
German, New Braunfels.
Even more south. You're getting closer there. You're getting warmer.
All right.
But we would, you know, we would be in the car for a long time. And I remember as a kid, at least being in the back seat, really hating it.
Yeah.
Really being the,
it's rough.
Are we there yet? You know, mainly because, you know, we just didn't have a whole lot to do. You know what I mean? It's not like when, you know, growing up in the 90s, my parents could just hand us an iPad and we just watch videos for hours. Like, we were just sitting there and
yeah, to play games.
And yeah, I mean, we're doing, you know, not to be overly generic, but literally playing I Spy
or the alphabet game or whatever
Slug
it is.
Bug, yeah, or just did that. Whatever we could, me and my brother. And a lot of times that just turned into he and I just punching each other, you know, to pass the time.
Yep.
And
a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of the genius parent game of, okay, we're going to play the quiet game. Whoever wins, when we stop for lunch, you'll get a dessert.
Yeah, I was not good at that.
Dude, when that game works, though, when they actually
it's so
get
great.
Into it.
What's the hit rate on that, though?
Right now, like, my
when
youngest.
Little, it works.
Yeah, like, my youngest, he's very into it. So, like, if I challenge him to the quiet game, like, we'll forget about it and be the first ones to talk. And like, ah, damn it, I guess we got to start over.
Boy, you're right. I know I was a negative war player when it came to the quiet game.
But we were always.
Yeah, I had Mike Trout sitting in the back seat right now.
Yeah, I was a complete other way.
If there was something on the line, then you'd be like, all right, let's be quiet. And then, of course, like when you have brothers, like me and my brother, we'd sit in the back and try to poke each other and make the other person make noise.
Yeah.
And irritate them so that they'd get pissed. So,
but as I've gotten older and been able to do it myself, I've been more into it because I'm also not a big flyer. Like, I get uncomfortable on planes. I have to take, you know, way more than the prescribed amount of anti-anxiety medications to, you know, to be able to even get on the plane to,
like,
not,
when
you know,
land, they're like, sir,
yeah,
sir, wake up.
The flight attendants are having to bucket brigade me off the plane. And I just don't, not a big fan of it. If it's somewhere that I have to, then obviously I will. But if I'm going somewhere, I like to be in my truck driving myself.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I remember a couple of times. One, that I always found this insane. So my cousin grew up in a town called Groveton, which is tiny, tiny East Texas town. The only notable person you would know from that town would be Lane Johnson. He was a little bit older than Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson was from, he was their quarterback in high school. And now he's like a all-pro tackle.
Jeez, yeah,
That's how lower-end football was there. They're like, we don't care that you're a bigger guy. You're just play quarterback. Anyway,
God, population 942.
It's tiny. But my cousin ended up playing football at Eastern Michigan, and he would drive to Eastern Michigan and back, which was in like what, Ypsilanti or somewhere. I mean, it's in Michigan. Yeah, and he would say it would take him 20 hours and he would do it all in one go.
I've done that before. I couldn't do it now. There's no way I could do that.
No chance. I mean, he was like, yeah, I just load up on energy drinks and beef jerky. And you just, I mean, at the age of 21, yeah, you can probably pull that off. But that sounds awful now. But the ones that I've done, one thing that I've made a point of contention is I am not going to do like my parents, especially my dad. If my mom was in charge of the road trips and we had to go to the bathroom, we would find somewhere. We would find a, you know, gas station or something. But my dad was real big on, that looks like a pretty secluded part of the highway.
Really?
Yeah, we can just pull off to the side. We'll open a couple of doors. And I'm like, Dad, no, it's not. It's not that one.
Yeah. Nice. Throw the other part out there, you'd be all right.
Yeah, and he'll just like hand me a oil-soaked, you know, rag that he had in the back of his truck.
You'd be okay. We can shower tonight when we get to the hotel.
And then you're like, I'll just hold it. I mean, I'd rather not have to go crap like a deer. So can we just not do that? And there's been many a times where he would have us pull over and we're standing there and you're getting the full 90-degree arc as the wind's just blowing your urine off
the
to the side.
Back, yes.
And you're having to hope
side
that,
of the car.
That no one's seeing little 11-year-old Monty peeing on the side of the road.
Which, it is weird because little kids, it's like, oh, no big deal. But if you're a grown man out there trying to pee on the side of the road, you can't do that.
No.
Because I little kid peed on the side of the road when I was a little kid.
Right. Yeah. Now you have to get a bottle. Something.
I've done the bottle many times. Yeah. Not anymore now. I have no problem stopping anymore because I actually like to get out and stretch and walk around a little bit. But
which peeing on the side of the road was the bargain that my dad would strike with us, because the other option was just a couple of 5-hour energy bottles that he had. We're like, look, dude, if we're telling you we're up against it here,
right,
we're going to need more than, that's yeah, your little Gatorade bottle here, dude.
Plus a 5-hour energy, you're going to have to pinch that off at some point.
He definitely wasn't doing that, but that would be a very funny, you have to just fill up 30
crank the
of those
hose a little bit.
It is different. Like, you'll see it. It's really rare. I can't remember the last time I've seen somebody with a little kid on the side of the road, but I have seen that in recent years. And there is that, hey, we're stopping. Who needs to go to the bathroom? Okay, let's go. We're going to try to go to the bathroom. And you take them in there. Okay. And they just stand there. Nothing happens. And you get in your car and you have pulled 3 miles down the road. I got to go pee. I have to go right now. And your only option is you either wet yourself or you got to hold them out the side of the car.
You're just holding them up against the window.
All right, take your seatbelt. Get up here.
There's like nothing you can do.
Just glory hole the slightly lower.
You just crack the window.
Roll down the window.
Look, they're tinted. Okay?
I'll roll it back
up. Can't see anything else.
Yeah, we'll keep it in place.
And I don't know how it works with a non-boy, because...
Girl.
It's usually what we call them, yeah. You
know? Well, yeah.
Non-boy.
I don't know how... I mean, can you take little ones out? I guess you'd have to walk further away and try to hide, because a guy, like... When Maddox was little, he just, hey, stand in the back seat and...
I think they do, like, when a horse breaks its leg on the track, they just bring, like, a sheet.
They just put him down?
Yeah. They just bring out a sheet.
So you got to put up a full NFL blue tent.
Yeah.
So that you're... Yeah, again, just stop. Just go to a rest stop.
No, but you try, and that's the thing, is that, like, those little kids like that, sometimes it is, if you do not take them to the bathroom in 30 seconds, they will pee themselves.
Well, that would be, I think, one of the bigger ones is... You're telling dad or mom or whatever, like, we have to go. And he's like, well, I can't make a gas station appear. There's not one.
It's just that's what you have to. It's like, let me find a place to pull over, hopefully in the next minute.
Right. And that's when you end up, hiking your ass out the window. But the other really beaten story that I remember was one of the first ones that I did. I was always, for some reason, big on, like, chewing sunflower seeds when I would go on a road trip. It was a way to, like, help me stay awake, because I would get tired and what have you. And for some reason I thought, okay, I don't have a bottle or a cup or anything to spit the spent shells into. I'll big brain this. I'll roll down my window and just spit them out the window. That's perfectly fine.
Why not?
And so I seriously go through like an entire jumbo David bag. I mean,
really?
I'm positive at the end of this thing I had so much sodium that my ankles look like watermelons. But I went through this entire bag, and I was like, perfect. I got just a nice sunflower trail from here to Dallas. I did such a good job.
Find your way back.
Yeah, like, this is great. I'm fine. And then I get to my destination, and I end up, you know, talking to my buddies, and we're going to end up going out. And he gets in the back seat, and he's like, dude, what the hell happened here? And I go, what are you talking about? And I look behind me. And behind my seat was like a 3-foot mound of all my sunflower seeds that I thought I had just been spitting out the window. And I guess I didn't check even one trajectory, because they were just flying back into my car behind me.
That's amazing.
And so now I have to just real beaten, you know, I scoop the big mound out, but then I'm having to individually pick up wet sunflower seeds off my floorboard. Oh, and from then on, it's, you know what, if I don't have a cup, we'll just wait. We'll wait.
That's the absolute worst.
Yeah, it was bad. Whenever you have to delay where you're going,
like, what is this?
So you can clear all the sunflower seeds.
It's soggy.
Yes, it was gross. They were like ranch flavored, probably.
Oh, probably smelled weird.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, no.
And I was like, man, I just gained the system here. I don't need your little cup. I'll just put them back in the earth.
That's awesome.
Idiot. All right, there's a little road trip talk for you.
Well, you should go on one. You should make your way, because Oklahoma City is three and a half hours from here, and then Tulsa is a little further up, but about a little over four hours from here.
Yeah, that would be my plan, is, you know, if I can get maybe 8 to 12 hours and hit a few stops on the way and then turn back, and then, you know, maybe go north one time, go east another. Again, probably not south too much, but west, and just go from there, but... that'll be hopefully at the end of the summer, maybe after training camp or something, but we'll see. It's in the works. That's how we party over there in the Montemere household. We get in our car and drive to pool halls. Oh yeah. Email me if you want to join the ride. It is 12, that's a bowling pin, idiot. It's 12:51.
Different.
You're on the
you're obviously not a bowler.
Coming up next, we will mix with the sweet spot.